When asked how they would picture the European Union, a majority of German and Polish national deputies opted for the image of an apartment building. Instead, a majority of Italian and Spanish MPs sketched a common house. Swedish deputies mostly described the EU as a playing ground. My name is Alexander Damiano Ricci, and this is Bull Media's academic podcast series, a window on the world of European research conducted by think tanks and universities.
Bull Media.
In this podcast, we will discuss the results of the Rescue Lead survey. The study investigates the opinions of MPs across Europe on the EU integration process. The survey was conducted at the University of Milan and financed by the ERC, the European Research Council. Joining today's discussion, Alessandro Pellegata, a researcher at the Department of Social and Political Science of the University of Milan and supervisor of the Rescue Elite Survey. Welcome, Alessandro.
Hi, Alex. Hi, everyone, and thank you for inviting me.
So let's start. In this survey, you asked the MPs of seven different EU countries how they would picture the EU. More precisely, you gave them four distinct options: an apartment building, a common house, a playing ground, and a sinking ship. Can you explain to us why you did ask these questions?
Because these four images can be easily captured by everyone and summarize quite clearly four different ideas of Europe about the level of integration between member states and their availability to support pan-European solidarity. The house of all Europeans, the place where they live together under a few common rules and to gain mutual economic advantages, or an institution that restricts member state sovereignty.
Okay, fair enough. So tell me, what are the results and do the number tell us something specific?
Opinions on European solidarity are highly polarized. While the majority of French, Italian and Spanish MPs asks for more solidarity across member states, German, Polish and Swedish MPs tend to prefer instead a union in which countries act as good neighbors to obtain mutual advantages. Finally, more than 40% of British MPs wants to abandon what they consider a failed project.
Yes, of course, a failed project, because we are kind of thinking about Brexit immediately here.
And exactly.
Yeah, so let's translate this into some real policy making. Through another question of the survey, you try to understand how much national deputies agree or not on implementing pan-European solidarity measures, such as, for instance, a common policy against unemployment. So what did you get?
In general, we detect only a tepid support for providing financial help to states that face a sudden rise in unemployment rate during crisis junctures, in particular in some sample countries.
Okay, that's interesting. So did you get any pattern or cluster of countries? Can we observe something specific here?
Yes, a clear north-south divide emerged among national representatives around Europe. These policy measures is strongly opposed by political elites in Germany, Poland and Sweden, while large majorities of MPs in Italy and Spain, and to a lesser extent in France, tend to support it. Furthermore, interestingly, MPs tend to be more skeptical about solidarity than public opinions in their countries, as emerged from a comparison with the previous mass survey conducted by Rescue focusing on the same issues.
Okay, and this mass survey, you did it before, right? So it's basically investigating the same questions on public opinion.
Yes, the same questions among the general public and at the end of 2016.
All right. And let me ask you, have you tried as well to analyze any future-related scenario of the integration process? And if yes, how did you do this?
Yes, we asked MPs an opinion about the very nature of the current EU crisis, whether political or economic. But also, we asked which possible solutions could alleviate its detrimental effects.
And what about the results? Does the north-south clustering emerge again here or not?
Again, a majority of French, Italian and Spanish MPs asks for a full political and fiscal integration, whereas British, German and Swedish MPs tend to believe that EU integration should be restricted only to few core areas, leaving the countries open to make specific agreement among themselves. I don't know, this reminds me to the Merkel's idea of a two-speed Europe.
Yeah, well, let's see. I mean, Merkel, it's going to step down. It seems that Europe will change a lot, according to latest news. We'll see if this idea of two-speed Europe will continue. But so were the results of this elite survey somehow unexpected to you?
On the one hand, they confirm our expectations, especially for what concerns the north-south divide over pan-European solidarity. On the other, however, they are in some sense unexpected, especially regarding the weaker support for a more social Europe among political elites than in the general public.
Okay, fair enough. So as the results show, it appears that the EU integration process remains somehow a pretty contested issue. And I guess, and I think it will be interesting to observe how these tensions will translate into the next EU election campaign of 2019. So meanwhile, thanks a lot, Alessandro, for this interesting discussion about the Rescue Lead survey.
Thank you to us for the opportunity to present our results here today.
A report dealing with the Rescue Lead survey will be available in early 2019 on the website of the Rescue Research Project at www.rescue.eu. And that's it for today. You listen to Bull Media's academic podcast series. More podcasts about European politics are available online at www.bullmedia.eu. Until next time, goodbye.